Malaysia on Monday warned ships plying the Malacca Strait to be careful of accidents because haze has greatly cut visibility. The haze has enveloped much of the islands of Sumatra and Borneo, as well as Singapore and parts of western Malaysia. The haze comes from fires started illegally, mainly in Kalimantan and Sumatra. Agricultural companies and private farmers use the fires to clear land for planting. Over the past few weeks, the smoke has been so bad in some areas that governments have issued health warnings and urged people with respiratory illnesses to stay indoors. The fires occur mainly during the dry season, so they spread quickly and are hard to extinguish. Yuri Tamrin, the director of East Asia Pacific at Indonesia's Department of Foreign Affairs, says the problem will not be easy to solve.
The problem is really the traditional method of slash and burn. We need to do things in long-term perspective. For instance, how to change the dangerous culture, how to give incentive, how to give dissemination, encouragement not to slash and burn, but to make a mechanism, for instance, to produce compost, things like that. So it's really a comprehensive approach that we need to invest in this.
But environmental groups say not enough is being done to keep the fires from being started in the first place. Ruli Sumanda from the Indonesian environmental group WALHI says laws must be enacted to hold the big plantation owners accountable for fires on their property.
I've already talked to Minister of Environment, and then we offer some draft for the law. In this draft, we need to push the responsibility of the company if there is a fire in their concession. No matter who put the fire on this area, maybe with the administrative punishment, something like that. That's what Indonesia's government needs to implement.
While slash and burn clearing is illegal in Indonesia, the law is seldom enforced and few have ever been prosecuted. Nancy Millie Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.